Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, 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 Paula. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, we have got a juicy one for you today. Who says it like that? Missy Elliott. Juicy fire. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is amazing. We have got so many cool things going on, starting off with Cheryl. Let me give you like a whole name. Cheryl Richardson joining us here today. You know, many of us know her as a best-selling author. We know her as, you know, a coach extraordinaire, amazing speaker. But the thing that I love is when we get to hang out with Cheryl, there's one thing that I know, and that is she is all about helping people be the best that they can be. Whether it's part of this upcoming event that is happening in San Jose, March 17th to 18th, I Can Do It Ignite, or actually travels the world and speaks and presents topics that inspire, uplift, life-changing processes, information. She's someone that all of us love to chat with. Why? Because every time I get to talk with her, there's always something that I hear that I absolutely needed to hear that day. Today, it is the art of extreme self-care. Transform your life 1 month at a time with Cheryl Richardson. But with so many things going on with the I Can Do It Ignite conference, we're going to talk about that as well. This is an extraordinary time. And so all of us here on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, we are bringing you extraordinary people to help you live life full out, completely, fully encompassed, fully alive, and ready to stand in your yes. Cheryl, welcome to the show. It's so, so great to have you here.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here with you.
Let's talk about the art of extreme self-care for a moment in the context of what your vision is for 2012. We always hear the term self-care over and over and over again. But extreme self-care, when I hear that, it's kind of like when you hear self-care, you kind of go, okay. But when you hear extreme self-care, it kind of hits you right in your gut. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, you know, extreme self-care is a phrase that does grab people, women in particular, and that's part of the intention. It grabbed me many years ago when my first coach said to me, you know, after doing an assessment of my life and how much time I was spending taking care of everybody else and not taking care of me, he said, you don't need self-care. You need extreme self-care. And he went about really supporting me in a program that seemed outrageously selfish to me. Like, I couldn't believe that he wanted me to, you know, take time off from my company, and he wanted me to really set limits on relationships that weren't two-way streets, they were one-way streets, and there was just a lot of different changes he challenged me to make that seemed kind of entitled and outrageous. But over time, over the first year of working with him, I began to see that people who don't take good care of themselves consistently fall into the habit of doing that. It just becomes habitual and unconscious. And the way that you start to change that is by making it big and loud and radical sometimes. And for me, that worked. Doesn't work for everybody, but it worked for me. And so in the Art of Extreme Self-Care, I outlined 12 specific practices of extreme self-care that you practice one a month. And as you do, your life begins to change. You start to feel relief from the stress that you have. You start to feel like you're reclaiming your life, you're reclaiming your time, your energy, you're reclaiming the relationships that matter to you. And it's a lot easier than most people think.
You know, this is, people say this is, we're living in extraordinary times. And yet, if you ask my mom, right, my mom would have told you she was living in extraordinary times.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to just say that it's true. We've always lived in extraordinary times.
Yeah.
It's just about perspective.
Yeah. Let's talk about perspective for a minute and the work that you do as being one of the folks in the forefront of our friends Hay House and Louise Hay and so forth. You know, what is it about these times that makes extreme self-care more difficult for people, but yet more available?
Well, you know, the first thing that that's pretty clear is technology has really influenced our lives in dramatic ways. And if you think about it, I mean, I don't know how old you are, Pat. I'm 52. I remember a time where we had telephones without answering machines. Then we had answering machines. Then we had fax machines. I mean, the way that technology has evolved in the span of my lifetime alone, like I remember 8-track tapes way back when.
That's right.
You know, and I often joke and say, you know, we used to have 8-track tapes. Well, first of all, we used to have 45 records and 33 records and then 8-track tapes and then cassette tapes and, you know, then CDs and, you know, video, VHS video, and, you know, now we're looking at, we don't even bother with CDs anymore. Now it's just direct audio files online. So technology has made the world more available to us. The good news about that is it's made really helpful information available. It's given us the ability to connect with one another around very specific topics related to self-care, given us the opportunity to be able to support each other in really vital ways. But it's also put a lot on our plate: email, voicemails, you know, text messages, all kinds of ways for people to get to us. So it really requires, as much as technology is constantly being upgraded, what really has to happen is we also need to upgrade our inner operating system. We have to get really good at setting boundaries. You know, after The Art of Extreme Self-Care came out, last fall, I was really fortunate enough to write a book with Louise Hay.
Yeah.
And we published that in the fall. It's called You Can Create an Exceptional Life. And that book is filled with the simple wisdom of upgrading our inner operating system. And what that means is really looking at how your mind is your most creative and powerful computer. And how you use your mind, how you think habitually, begins from the beginning of the, you know, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, directs your energy, and the energy that you direct out into the world begins to look for its like kind, and you bring it back to you. So we upgrade our inner operating system first by really saying, okay, what are the things that are important to me, and how am I going to focus my mind on my top priorities, and then begin setting very firm and clear boundaries against the things that are going to distract me from the things that I'm holding as intentions or the things that are priorities to me that are most important.
Right.
So when we upgrade our inner operating system, it means we've got to get really good at disappointing people. We've got to be okay with hurting people's feelings, because you will do that sometimes when you start saying no. You've got to get comfortable with people being pissed at you, because some people aren't going to like you when you stop taking care of them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get comfortable with our relationships changing, because if you're a woman, for example, who has relationships that are set up where you're always giving, 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 and you start to pull back, not only are you going to feel uncomfortable, but the people you've always been giving to are going to get a little testy about it. And so you got to be able to deal with that discomfort as well. And these are just some examples of how we start to shift internally how we operate in the world.
You know, it's so interesting you're bringing this up, because it does relate to extreme self-care, and it does relate to the book that you and Louise Hay did and that we actually participated in that campaign. Because here is the thing I hear you say, which would be really good to focus on for a second. Some days you're going to have to stand in your yes and stand in your power. And when people don't expect you to do that, you may really tick some people off.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So that is, if we actually learned just that lesson to begin with, How transformative is that, Cheryl?
Yeah. Well, it's true that we first have to really set the intention for the day. You know, there's a chapter in the book with Louise called How You Start Your Day is How You Live Your Day. Then how you live your day is how you live your life. And the thoughts we think at the very beginning of the day, like a lot of people habitually will automatically either be self-critical or they'll start thinking about what they have to get done or who they have to take care of. And yes, part of taking care of people, part of making a decision to no longer take care of people in the way that you have been, in a way that's really cost you, is being willing to let people be upset with you. I mean, look, there are people who don't like me right now. And if I spend all my life trying to manage the perception of others, I actually am spending my life. I actually am giving my life away instead of saying, okay, wait a minute, you know, what's important to me? What do I need right now in my life? And what do I want to say yes to? What do I want to say no to? And how am I going to learn to be okay with people not liking me? I mean, I get people all the time saying to me, aren't you just teaching people to be selfish? You know, aren't you? That's not a very spiritual way of being. And I say, yeah, it's exactly what I'm doing. I'm teaching people to be selfish. I'm teaching people to be focused on the truth of what they want in their life. So they stop pretending to be in relationships with people, but instead, you know, because they're doing things out of guilt and obligation, most of us don't have really good quality, deep relationships. We have arrangements with people. You know, they're not authentic connections. They're arrangements that we make where if I do this for you, then you'll like me, or then you won't be mad at me, or then you won't be disappointed, or then you won't talk bad about me.
Right.
I mean, so many of us are driven by those kinds of fears and anxieties, and it's a crazy way to live.
Yeah, we've actually become masters at bartering our desires. It's really kind of interesting, and that's why I wanted to chat with you about that. When we come back from break, Cheryl Richardson, my very special guest, we're going to give you information about I Can Do It Ignite coming to San Jose March 17th to 18th at the San Jose Center for Performing Arts. We're going to be talking a little bit about why we have to be compelled, women especially, to always be in charge. What is it about us that has a hard time letting go, maybe turning some things over to other people and trusting in the divine? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Cheryl Richardson.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Cheryl Richardson joining us here today. So before we kind of, you know, go off, as Cheryl and I can do, I want to make sure you go to her website, CherylRichardson.com, CherylRichardson.com. But also, you're going to want to know about I Can Do It Ignite coming to San Jose, March 17th, 18th, San Jose Center for Performing Arts. And I believe the site for that is ICanDoIt.net, ICanDoIt.net. Also, you could go to hayhouse.com, and you're going to get to see a whole lot of things. Cheryl's book is there. Her book that she did with Louise Hay is there, and lots and lots and lots of other things. Cheryl, did I leave anything out here?
No. The Ignite Conference in San Jose is a really different event for Hay House. It's a new breed of an I Can Do It conference. You know, the I Can Do It conferences have been going on for quite some time, and they attract thousands of people who will come and listen to some of the different speakers, some of the different authors that Hay House has, like, you know, Dr. Chris Northrup, who I adore, Brian Weiss, who specializes in past life regression work, Carolyn Mace, Louise, Wayne Dyer, of course. But the San Jose Ignite Conference has both Louise and I will be speaking there talking about You Can Create an Exceptional Life. Wayne Dyer will be there speaking about his new book, Wishes Fulfilled. But we're also profiling or highlighting some new and up-and-coming authors, new voices to Hay House, and some of them are younger voices. So we have people like Elisa Vitti, who's this amazing young woman who is doing remarkable work with women's health. Young women, you know, helping young women to really get their health, especially, you know, to just understand their bodies as women better. Michael Eisens, this young man from Toronto, who's talking about the incredible work he's doing empowering kids in schools. Michael Chase, who's written a book about kindness, is doing these really cool things around the country, these kindness projects, and he'll be talking about that. Tom Shadyac will be there. Tom is the guy, the filmmaker who did the I Am film, the documentary that just recently was played on OWN TV. And so there's a lot of different Chris Carr, you know, Crazy Sexy Cancer, Crazy Sexy Diet. I mean, she's going to be there. So it's just very, very different and interesting. And they're going to be doing a series. Each speaker, there's probably 15 or 20 of these younger voices. They're each going to be doing a 20-minute speech based on their work, their own story, how their work was influenced by their own lives, and it should be quite a fascinating event. Great event for parents to bring their adult children to, I say, because I'm seeing that more and more where parents, you know, mothers will bring their daughters, fathers will bring their sons, and this is a great way for both the traditional Hay House audience, which is probably like 70% women between the ages of 35 and 70, let's say. But a wonderful opportunity to bring the younger generation into the experience.
I love this. I love this idea because what it demonstrates is over and over and over and over again that Louise Hay and the team at Hay House are really, really tuned into the pulse of what people are asking for.
Right.
I love this. I mean, I love how you know, people get to watch Louise and you, Cheryl, and other folks really open the doors for other people to come in to then build a stronger platform than has ever been in Hay House, really.
Right.
I mean, aren't we really talking about folks coming in, standing on the shoulders of all that have come before?
Yes. I mean, both, you know, well, Reed and I have been teaching the Speak Right and Promote Become a Mover and Shaker workshop, and that's really about cultivating new talent. It's about teaching people the strategies to build an international platform to bring their work to the world and teaching them how to do it in a way that is really honorable and that truly creates a mover and shaker, somebody with longevity and somebody who serves the world in a really significant way. So we've been very interested in developing new talent over the last couple of years. Louise in particular, I know, is very interested in bringing young voices into this community and using the work, you know, even the work that we've written about in schools with children, you know, really empowering parents to use the affirmation work and the sort of upgrading that internal system with younger people. So this is a way that Hay House gets a chance to really do that, you know, to really begin to cultivate new voices so that we can, just like you said, I mean, that's well said, build an even stronger platform.
Oh, yeah.
That will help to change the world in a really positive way.
You know, I don't know if you know, I know we're getting off a little bit, but I think this is worth talking about, Hay House and Louise Hay, for a minute, if you don't mind. When I first started, Cheryl, doing radio in 2003, and then, of course, 5 days a week in 2004, everyone on the planet, pretty much, that had ever been in this genre said, because I so wanted to interview the people at Hay House. I mean, Louise's book helped me heal myself, so forth and so on, right? So you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And here, this really actually gets back to this question that I said at home, you know, about taking charge and trust and how to let go. So people said, don't even bother emailing these people. And I thought, you know what? I don't live in that world. That's not how radio came to me. And from the very first phone call I made, I can't remember if it was Rochelle. I don't remember. But the very first phone call I made, we began a partnership with Hay House that has lasted from 2003 to now and beyond. And it really talks to what you are talking about here in extreme self-care. Here's the deal. Why is it so hard for us, especially women, to ask for what we really want, right? Like, I didn't call Hay House and say, maybe you think when you get a, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I said, I want to interview somebody.
You know, I think the better question is, what would make it easy for women to ask for what they want? Because a lot
of
times,
that.
Yeah, we focus on why is this so hard? But the whys just get us into a conversation that has us focused on the negative, right?
Right,
has us focused on what won't work. So instead you say, what would make it easier for women to ask for what they want?
Okay.
Well, hearing women like you say, you know what, I didn't listen to the naysayers. I went about doing my own thing, and lo and behold, it worked. So being inspired by other women, being given the language. You know, in The Art of Extreme Self-Care, there's a chapter called Let Me Disappoint You. It's the most popular chapter of the book. And in there, I give specific language that you can use to let people down graciously.
Uh-oh,
and what
good.
I found over the years is what gets in the way for women, both in saying no and setting boundaries or asking for what they want, is they don't know how to ask. You know, like, I'm sure the first time you called Hay House, you know, you had to really think about, okay, how am I going to go about this? What's the best way for me to invite? What do I need to say to give me the best shot at getting them to say yes, right?
Right.
And I think if we take the time to really plan what it is we're going to say, whether it's saying no or asking for something, if we put support in place, I have a sister who's a fantastic coach, and she calls it sandwich support, where you have someone you'll talk to before you make the call and someone you'll talk, you know, the same person you'll talk to after you make the call. Whether you're letting someone down or asking for something you want, having that sandwich support makes it so much easier. You know, I used to do that as a coach all the time. I would say to people, all right, I'd coach them on how to make a difficult phone call, would come up with a script of what they were going to say, would practice it back and forth, And then I would speak to them just before they made the call and right after they made the call, so that regardless of what happened, I'd help her to feel like a queen or help him to feel like a king. And so these are some of the things we can do to make these practices of extreme self-care easier, doable, and more likely to actually get done.
Support is so important. I'm getting a sense of that right now in my life in a lot of ways. Support is something that, you know, it's probably, don't you think, Cheryl, one of the most used words we have, and actually one of the most, I think, misunderstood words in terms of enacting it in one's life.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's critical. You know, just last night I was with two of closest girlfriends, and we just had a gals' night out together, and I sat there as we were all talking about different things that were going on in our lives, and I was getting great support and feedback from them. And I thought, I literally thought as I was sitting there to myself, what would I do without these women in my life? They have been such stewards and such angels and, you know, provided great emotional support so that I have the courage to do what I do in the world. We all need that. And we need to give it more time and energy, I think.
Yeah. You know what? I love my support team. I feel like a big old fat hoagie sandwich some days. They're so amazing. Cheryl, thank you for joining us here today. It's great to have you. We will make sure we let folks know on a regular basis about I Can Do It Ignite. And thank you so much for doing all you do.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, everyone. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.